Fans, we have a special segment coming up brought to us by Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek and Nation's Giant Hamburgers. This past winter, Bill King, legendary Bay Area broadcaster, received the highest honor given to a baseball broadcaster when he received the Ford C. Frick Award for Excellence in Broadcasting from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Bill King began his career behind the mic during World War II with the Armed Forces Radio Network, recreating games for the troops. Bill brought games to life with his lively phrases and use of language, perhaps best remembered for the exclamation, "Holy Toledo!" when a particularly wild event happened. Bill began his Bay Area career in 1958, joining Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons on the original Giants broadcast. Over a six-decade career, Bill described the action of the championship seasons of the Warriors, Raiders, and Athletics. Bill King meant the world to me. When I started my show in 1998, he was always there to give me encouragement, but most of all, respect for the work I was doing, interviewing those connected to the game while chronicling the oral history of baseball on a daily basis. Bill's door was always open to me. He was a dear friend, and I miss him every time I walk into the ballpark. His passing in 2005 was one of my saddest days, but what a life he lived. Bill's love of opera and ballet. Bill was an accomplished and wonderful artist, an expert in Russian history, a voracious reader, and an accomplished sailor. Those were just some of his loves away from the park. I'm thrilled to play for you some of my conversations with Bill over the years. Just hearing his voice makes my day. He never wasted a word, and his use of language is unsurpassed. Now here's Bill King talking some baseball with me. Holy Toledo!
Now, how did you get to the Bay Area?
Drove.
All right, and what brought you out here to the Bay Area?
Well, I had figured as far as I could go back in the Midwest, and in efforts to take the next and maybe the ultimate step on the ladder upward to a major market, I hadn't had success. I had used various means, phone calls, letters, tapes, but generally the pattern was that the person who got the job was either somebody fairly well known or he was on the scene to work the territory. So by process of elimination, I decided the best approach would be get your little tail out there wherever you want to go, be on the scene, and then pursue it. So there were really only three options in my mind. One was New York, and that was a little daunting. The other two were L.A. and San Francisco. San Francisco was my choice to begin with, and I took a sort of exploratory trip out here before moving. And looking at the overall picture, I thought there was grossly more opportunity here than there was in L.A., and so I made the choice.
Oh, we're talking with Bill King. Bill, it was interesting. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I talked to Wally Haas Jr. at the closing of Harmon Gymnasium for the renovation, and he told me one of his fondest memories was he and his dad would sit at home and listen to you doing Cal basketball, which I didn't know. And then I talked to Pete Newell that night, and of course he confirmed that to me. And that must have been a big thrill with those teams, the USF, Bill Russell coming in, and Will Chamberlain, and of course the eventual NCAA champion with Cal.
Actually, this was just after the Chamberlain period and after the Russell period. And the first year that I was out here was the came out in midsummer of 58. So it was the basketball season of 58-59, which was their Cal's championship year. And I was just getting my feet wet in the Bay Area waters, so to speak, at that time, taking an odd job here and an odd job there. And Bud Foster was the Cal broadcaster, longtime veteran in the Bay Area, who also was the station manager at KLX in Oakland. And Bud was very simpatico. We struck it off very nicely. And he created a few opportunities for me here and there. And I worked some color for him on the Cal broadcast that year. But I was not the play-by-play man in their championship year. I was, however, the next 3 years, when the games went to KSFO at the same time that I started at KSFO in the spring of 59. And so I just really fell into Cal football and basketball and did them through the 1962 season. It was, and of course the first season was 59-60, and that was the year that they had a shot at winning back-to-back titles but were turned back by the Great Ohio State team in the finals at the Cow Palace.
As the 50s turned into the 60s, you got to know Russ Hodges well, and of course Lon Simmons at that time. Tell me how that came about.
Well, I was the third guy with Russ and Lon, beginning with 59 season through the 1962 season on the Giants broadcast, and then I was doing shows on KSFO, and in fact I didn't travel with them. I only worked on home games when they traveled, and I did Lon's 545 Lon Simmons Sports Roundup show, and we did the shows together. Lon, you know, I mean, a great guy, no pretensions. At that time, he was, of course, just past his rookie season in big league broadcasting. Russ was a wonderful guy, you know, one of the eminent broadcasters of the time, but with no pretenses either. And he always looked to give young guys a shot if he thought that they, you know, they merited it. And he was really very friendly to me and gave me a lot of tips and a lot of help. And of course, Lon will tell you how much that he feels he owes of his career to Russ Hodges.
Bill, what was it like for the Giants in those years, playing at Seal Stadium, then going into Candlestick? Did they anticipate the problems that they would have at Candlestick?
No, everybody, 59 was the last of the 2 years at Seal Stadium, and everybody was just so anticipatory about the opening of Candlestick and monitoring the construction and so on. And then in the spring of 1960, when they had their first workout there, I mean, guys swallowed their heart. Because they looked, and first of all, they didn't have the inner fence then, so the boundaries were really deep. Guys like Mays and people like that, they said, oh my God. Then Chubb Feeney was vice president of the Giants at the time, was out there as the construction was nearing an end, and he was out there at a particular time, I think it was earlier in the day, and the weather was just gorgeous and so on. He was asking the workers, he says, is the weather like this all the time? He said, yeah, it's pretty good until about 1:30 or 2 o'clock. And then the wind blows like hell. And that was the first inkling they had that they were in for lots of difficulty.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's Bill King, the late Bill King. And Raph has put these together. We're going to do one every Sunday.
I love this, Marty, because I love hearing his voice again. So
yeah, it's beautiful. I'm going to go to Cooperstown when he gets the Fort C. Frick Award that weekend. So a nice tweet from Peter Hartlove. Peter, thank you so much. Carl Buschek and others who have enjoyed that segment already, they've already tweeted in. So I'm glad to do it. It's wonderful. And we'll do one every Sunday honoring this great, great broadcaster of Bay Area history and Warriors, the Raiders, the A's. And he started with the Giants. And we had these conversations all the time about different aspects of baseball. So I'm very happy to do that. All right.